Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. I have a question for you. Are you a collector? In my younger years, I was a stamp and coin collector, and I've noticed over the years that there are people who will collect a variety of things. I have known people personally who've collected ranges of things from as small as a little thimble to as large as an automobile. There are other things which are common to collect as well. Music is one of them. I know that within my lifetime, there have been a variety of ways in which one could put together a music collection. In my younger years, that would consist of 8-track tapes, cassettes, and also, much later, digital curated playlists. And interestingly enough, we have the case where in my younger years, people would collect vinyl records, and within the last 5 or so years, there's been a resurgence of vinyl records, which for a new generation offers another means of collecting music. There are also those who collect books. I am one of them, and also those who collect Bibles. I too am one of them, and I have been blessed to be able to have a collection not only of several different English translations of scripture, as well as a few older leaves from old Bibles, such as the Geneva Bible or the King James Bible. I'd like to recommend that you either start or build up a certain type of collection. It's one that I found very valuable, and I believe it's one which scripture points to. It's a collection of Bible verses, and it's not a matter of the Bible, let's say, digitally or on paper. It's a matter of storing these Bible verses in your heart and mind. Recently, I heard the audio of someone who was reading from the text of a sermon delivered by the English minister Thomas Manton in the 17th century. Thomas Manton's sermon was on Psalm 119, verse 11. The text of that verse reads, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." The word that is translated as store in the English Standard Version comes from the Hebrew word safan. Safan is defined as the following. It means to hide, to treasure, to store up. I think Thomas Manton had some really good insights concerning how we would apply Psalm 119 verse 11 to our individual lives. He had some ideas, and I'd like to share a few of those with you. The subject or place where the word is hidden is in the heart, not the brain or mind and memory only, but the heart, the seat of affections. To hide the word in our hearts is to understand and remember it, and to be affected to it and with it. Christ says in John chapter 14, verse 21, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me." First, we must have them, and then keep them. First, we know them, and then assent to them, and then approve them, because of the authority of the lawgiver and the excellency of the thing commanded. And then respect them as a treasure that we are watchful of, and having them still in our eye, do thereby regulate our practice and conversation. Later in that same sermon, Manton added, "That we may have it, the word, ready for our use, we lay up principles, that we may lay them out upon all occasions. When it is hidden in the heart, it will be ready to break out in the tongue and practice, and be forthcoming to direct us in every duty and exigency." Along with Psalm 119, verse 11, we read in Colossians 3:1, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." The reading, reflection, and memorization of Scripture allows us to hide God's word in our heart. This collection can be helpful to others as well as yourself. It allows us to have words of encouragement or correction as needed for a given circumstance. I am amazed at the number of times that God's word has come to my heart and mind, into my thoughts, at the time exactly when I needed them. And I've been following the Lord now for over 40 years, and I am still blessedly amazed at those times that I may be concerned or stressed about something going on, and a passage such as Psalm 46:10 will pop into my head. Be still and know that I am God. I believe this is from God's Holy Spirit, bringing these words and thoughts to my mind. Items you've collected over the years will have different levels of value. Some of them will have value in a monetary sense. There are others that will have value because they carry cherished memories of certain events or certain people you've known in the past or in the present. However, I'd also like to recommend to you the value of the collection of scripture that's kept treasured and stored in your heart and mind. In Psalm 19, verses 10 and 11, we read, "More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." I pray that with this podcast episode, you will be encouraged to start or continue to build up your collection of biblical verses, which you can store in your heart and mind. Keep in mind that for all of the collections that you perhaps have personally or that you've known of, a collection of scripture is the most valuable collection one could ever have.